I can give you an update on how critical NAFTA is to American agriculture, and I know that Ambassador Lighthizer is doing what he can to get this closed out and renewed in a very favorable way to American economy, American producers, and we're hopeful he'll be able to get that done. Certainly, a lot of that depends on how amenable Canada and Mexico want to be in that regard. I think we've identified some things that are problematic for the U.S. and have been harmful to the American economy that we hope can get reconciled. But the timing is critical in order to get it done, and it's a very high priority, and it's a high priority for our growers and producers across the country.
U.S., Canadian, and Mexican trade ministers have been meeting to try to iron out the differences. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer told lawmakers he's taking steps to tackle Canada's milk pricing program, which American dairy farmers want killed in NAFTA 2.0. According to Politico, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan set a deadline of May 17th in order for them to vote on it this year in Congress. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.